If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Nick Fortuna. Listen as we chat with Nick about the Buckinghams and more. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. Is it true that you're considered brass rock?
We were the first pop horn band to use the horn section. We were pre Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Matter of fact, I did a show in Vegas. I went to see a show in Vegas, the new Blood, Sweat, and Tears. A couple of the guys in the band were from the old band. So I watched the show and I walked by the front of the stage to get out because I had real good seats, you know. Trumpet player was taking stuff down. Trumpet player says, "I know you from some places," to me. I said, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You a musician?" I go, "Yeah." I've seen you someplace. What band are you? I said, "I'm Buckingham." "Please don't move." He says, "Stay here." So he goes backstage. He gets like six or seven of the guys. They're all young. They're in their 30s and 20s, right? He says, "This guy's band is responsible for Blood, Sweat, and Tears to go together." I go, "What?" Al Cooper, who was the original guy that put Blood, Sweat, and Tears together, designed Blood, Sweat, and Tears because of the Buckinghams. I was playing bass on Mannheim Road with a lounge band, Jimmy V and the Entertainers. And me and Carl and his cousin and a guy named Kurt Bachman had a band together prior to the Buckingham thing called the Centuries. Carl Bonifetti, who was the manager of that band, and Buckingham's after, of course, called me up. I was a rhythm guitar player. Of course, when I went for this audition, they didn't need a guitar player. They needed a bass player, so I became a bass player. And I switched to bass because I needed a gig. I learned to play bass, and like 4 months later, I got the audition with the Buckinghams. Of course, I knew Carl already and all the other guys in the band I knew from around. Then the Buckinghams was really formed, you know.
What did kind of a drag do to your career?
It's the biggest hit record that we've ever had. It's number one. Of course, it launched our career. It gave us the opportunity to go from a local record company, USA Records, to Columbia. When we had kind of a drag, when it broke, we had nothing. We just had me and Carl and Dennis and John, and we hired Jimmy Gersio. We didn't realize how business on top he was, but musically he was really good. And the next thing, we were in New York City, Manhattan, just got in a limo and went to CBS Records. And Jimmy walked in and told the secretary he wanted to talk to Clive Davis. And the door opened up and I seen Clive's head pop out and he went, "Oh, come in, boys."
What was it like touring in the beginning? Exciting? Any fun stories about touring?
Keith Moon and me were real good friends because when they came into the United States on their first United States tour, they were our opening act. And so me and Keith Moon were the same size. And I looked at all his English clothes and he was looking at all my Levi and American crap, you know? And he's going, "Oh," he was freaking out over jean jackets and jeans and Levi's. So I was swapping them, silk shirts and gabos, and he wanted jean shirts and so I was swapping clothes with him and we became friends. We'd go down to Trudy Heller's or Steve Paul's scene and get blasted, you know? And so one day he said, you know, he was like three floors above me. This is in Delmonico's hotel. Ring, the phone rings, and he goes, "Hey, Mike." I go, "What's up, man? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Why don't you go to bed? You know, you're wasted." He goes, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to go to bed, you know?" He goes, "Well, look out your window." This is like, you know, street outside. TV set.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV.